Welcome back to Horizons. Mary-Angela, welcome to Horizons.
Hello, David. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm here in Medjugorje.
Yeah, you mentioned. How are things over there?
Brilliant. Absolutely beautiful here. So blessed to be here.
You're here today to speak about the Youth 2000 Summer Festival. Can you tell me a bit about that, please?
Yeah, so the Summer Festival is a four-day, three-night retreat beginning on Thursday the 7th to Sunday the 10th of August in Newbridge College in County Kildare. So there will be free buses provided nationwide. The Route 5 Munster and Leinster will depart from Killarney at around 11 a.m. So it will pick up people in Newcastle West, Castle Troy, Nina, Ross Grey, Portlaoise, and we'll finally arrive in Newbridge at around 4:45 p.m. So the retreat is donation only and everyone is welcome from the ages of 16 to 35. The Eucharist is at the retreat. There is Holy Mass celebrated daily and there is exposition of the Blessed Sacrament in the chapel both day and night. Also throughout the weekend we have various talks given by priests. They will be based on the key topics of the Catholic faith. So Jesus in the Eucharist, Our Lady, Scripture, Living the Christian Life, and also one on reconciliation just before the reconciliation service on Friday.
Very good. And Mary-Angela, how did you get involved with this?
Last year was my first U2000 retreat. There are two nationwide retreats each year, so the Christmas one and the summer one, and we have regional ones. I went to the summer festival last year and I left from Killarney and I was in Newbridge for the Thursday until the Sunday as well.
And I see as well that the age range on this is sort of 16 to 35. I was surprised. 35 seems kind of old for a youth festival.
I guess, I mean, everyone is young in Christ, so all are welcome up to the age of 35. And there's a large gap as well, but also there are so many people from the younger age and so many people from the older age. So if you're either age of this spectrum range, then you're more than welcome. There's plenty of people that you can meet there. For anyone that's coming on their own, I really encourage you to come. It is full of prayer, talks, workshops, and it's a chance to meet other young people who want to grow in their faith. So you may feel like you're the only person in your town or your city, wherever you are, but everything is there for you. The people are so welcoming. There's joy absolutely all over the place, and there's music and games, and it's just such a beautiful experience. So a key moment for me last year at the Summer Festival was definitely the healing service on the Saturday evening. So you get an individual blessing with the Blessed Sacrament by the priests, and it's such a very special moment where you have that one-to-one encounter with Jesus.
Mary-Angela, what's the accommodation situation up there?
Accommodation and food is all provided for the weekend. There is breakfast, lunch and dinner, and there's also teas and snacks in the evening.
Oh wow, a full spread.
A full spread, exactly. And also, if anyone has any questions, there are loads of questions and answers on the U2000 website. So if you go to u2000.ie, and also you can register for a bus.
And is there a deadline for registration for any of those?
So there isn't a deadline for the over 18s, but there is a deadline for the under 18s. So it is advised for the under 18s to register by the 5th of August. So it is advised to bring a sleeping bag, pillow, towel, and all the essentials that you need for the weekend.
Yeah, so it sounds kind of like a camping trip almost in the preparation.
It does.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Thank you very much for coming on Horizons, Mary-Angela.
Thank you, David.
Alleluia by Ronan McDonagh.
Sad desire goes fade away. spices rare. His blessed body to prepare.
I'm Gráinne Quirk, and these are the upcoming events from around the diocese. The third annual diocesan pilgrimage to Knock will take place on Saturday, the 23rd of August. Due to high demand, Listowel Parish is looking into a second bus. If interested in travelling, please contact your parish office. Please pray for the safety of all pilgrims who travel. Over the summer, some parish secretaries will be taking their holidays towards the end of July and start of August, so certain parish centres will be closed or on reduced hours during this time. Please see your local parish newsletter for specific dates. Applications are still open for programmes in theology and pastoral liturgy at St. Patrick's Pontifical University Maynooth. For information, see sppu.ie/courses. Glenflesk Legion of Mary would like to invite new members to join. If you are interested or would like more information, see the parish newsletter. Milltown Parish's barbecue is on today and will take place immediately after the 11:15 a.m. Mass in the church grounds. Everyone is warmly invited to come along and enjoy some delicious food, fun, and friendly conversation. The Missionary Sisters of St. Peter Claver will visit Castle Gregory today. They will speak at the 11:30 a.m. Mass in St. Mary's. The sisters will speak about their work and would be grateful for your support. Ballyhigh Grocery Group continues to meet every Tuesday at 2:30 p.m. Everyone is welcome to join in this time of special prayer. Due to local demand, the Grow Mental Health Group meeting is on Wednesdays between 8 and 10 p.m. at the Shankey Centre, 24 The Square, Listowel. The weekly meetings are free, confidential and open to anyone over the age of 18. Annual Mass in the Anna Cemetery takes place on Friday at 7:30 p.m. Refreshments served afterwards in Curheen Community Room. Pope Leo XIV has posted on X, "Looking without walking by, halting the frantic pace of our lives, allowing the lives of others, whoever they may be, with their needs and troubles to touch our heart. That is what makes us neighbours to one another, what generates true fraternity and breaks down walls and barriers."
Thank you, Gráinne. After the break, what's happening in Lara Crampon?